There are a couple things I want to consider with response 13. It starts off, the sample refers to the participants of the study and are often a subset of the population. Well, conceptually, a sample is always a subset of the population, so the word often there is confusing. The first part reads, the sample refers to the participants of the study. That's almost certainly false. So, in an odd way, we can talk about the participants of the study, and we can refer to all of the people that never participated in the study. And it might very well seem like we are looking at a comparison between the participants of our study and the population of potential participants at large. And we're generalizing from our sample participants to the population potential participants. But in truth, we're actually doing something a little bit different. The participants of a study are actual human beings. But what we're actually looking at is a variable like, for example, IQ. IQ is a variable because it varies among the participants of the study. But in truth, then, our sample of the data is going to be a sample distribution of IQ scores. And we're going to be looking at that sample distribution of IQ scores and generalizing to the population distribution of IQ scores. So it may look like the participants of the study are the sample, and all of the people that never participated in the study is the population. But in truth, we're looking at distributions of variables of interest, not distributions, let's say, of people. People are the means by which we happen to collect data. And it's the sample data, let's say IQ scores, that we're concerned with. So a sample distribution of IQ scores generalizes to a population distribution of IQ scores. The next thing I want to consider is the last sentence. The results from a sample are usually more specific and more reliable than those of the larger population. I'm not sure what that actually means, and again, that's most certainly false.